Today is the fourth day of the International Whaling Commission meeting in the Channel Islands. And here in Jersey, I'm speaking with Eugene Browers, who is all the way from Alaska, from Barrow, in the very north of Alaska. And Eugene spends part of his year as a whaling captain. Eugene, thank you for joining me today. You went on your first whale hunt when you were 8 years old. What do you remember about that time? What was exciting for you?
Well, back then, this man came to my parents' house, his name was Luther Levitt Sr., and told my parents that I would like to teach your son the art of whaling. And I perked up, because I've always wanted to be a whaler, and now I get a chance to go. And when I finally did go out, my first duty was I had to keep the tent clean, go get some glacier ice for water, for tea and coffee, and clean the pots and pans that were used for cooking.
So you started off the very lowest jobs on the whale hunt, and now, of course, for many years you've been a whale captain. Tell us about your latest hunt and the types of whales that you land.
Well, we gave it our best shot this spring, to go for the spring whaling off Barrow. But we were not fortunate enough to receive a whale through our boat.
And we're talking about bowhead whales here.
Bowhead whale hunt off the coast of Barrow. And the conditions were such that when we had a storm in February, about 50 to 70 knots, southwest wind that was pushing the polar ice in, created huge, humongous pressure ridges off on the shore pass ice. And when it did open up, we had a sheer wall where the ice had grinded itself and was moving heading north, a wall that was about 15 to 20 feet high. And there were very few spots where we can set up our camp for the spring hunt.
So this spring, were you fortunate enough to land a whale?
No, I was not fortunate enough to land a whale. My younger brother did. We launched our boat to go wait for a couple of whales that were migrating north in open water. After we had gone about a couple hundred feet offshore, this whale popped up close to our camp. It swam right into where my brother's camp was, and they struck and landed that whale.
And just to explain, it might be a bit grisly to some people, but what are the equipment that you use to spear the whale?
Our whaling equipment comes back from the 1800 Yankee whaling equipment, the hand-thrown darting gun, and the secondary weapon called the shoulder, 8-gauge shoulder gun, that used black powder explosive to hunt, to kill the bowhead whale with.
And your whole traditional community is very respectful of the whale, the whale's place in your environment. How do you give thanks for landing the whales every year, and how does a community share in this spirit?
When the captain is very fortunate enough to strike and land a whale, he will say a prayer through the two-way radio system, informing with the people in our community that his crew has struck and landed a whale, and therefore he's going to be giving thanks. And he'll say his prayer and ask for the good Lord for the gift of the whale, and also to look over the crews and other crews that are going to be out there hunting to have the same treatment he had, and also to bring the great animal on shore till it's distributed according to our custom.
And bringing the animal on shore is a community effort in itself because of the size of the animal.
Because of the size, once the prayer is set, people will congratulate him, his home base, and also where's your trail, the ice trail going out to the open lead. And once they find out which trail he's at, and the people from the community start going out, go help. Set up a block and tackle system to put the whale up and pull the whale up on the ice, and they start the butchering process according to our custom.
And then in the ice cellars deep in the permafrost is where the final resting place of the whale, and that's where you would store the whale traditionally to use throughout the winter season.
That's right. Our ice cellars have been passed on for many, many years. My father or grandfather passed on to our family. And before we go with the spring hunt, we clean the ice cellar out, take all the old snow out, any debris that's in left or any old meat. We take everything out and put maybe about 6 to 7 inches of fresh snow as a final resting place for the bowhead whale.
Eugene, thank you very much for talking to us and sharing a little bit about your traditional life as a subsistence whaler in Alaska. Thank you.
Thank you.